This is Daily Discipleship with Leroy Imes. Today, from Revelation chapters 4 through 6, Leroy explores life as a member of the royal family of God. Daily Discipleship is a radio outreach of the Navigators, whose purpose is to know Christ and to make Him known around the world. And now, Leroy Imes.
A recent magazine article spoke of the heavy demands on the Queen of England. In 3 decades on the throne, Queen Elizabeth has traveled hundreds of thousands of miles and made 52 state visits. Last year alone, she made over 400 public appearances. In addition, all the members of the royal family are subjected to the closest scrutiny by the press. The Queen and her family are expected to act properly at all times. Whenever they're in public, cameras and tape recorders roll and people comment on what they wore, what they said, and how they acted. If one of them steps over the line and does not behave in an acceptable manner, it makes front page headlines and television news. The average person in Great Britain expects the Queen and her family to act differently from the people who live down the block, and people expect the same from those of us who claim to be Christians. One of the great truths in the Bible is that every Christian is a member of God's royal family. In Revelation chapter 5, verse 9 and 10, we read, "With your blood you purchased men for God from every tribe and language and people and nation. You have made them to be a kingdom of priests to serve our God, and they will reign on earth." There are certain responsibilities we carry as the sons and daughters of God. I remember hearing about a Christian girl who began to wonder how her non-Christian friends lived. So to satisfy her curiosity, she spent the evening in a local disco. As the night wore on with the blaring music and flashing lights, she started a conversation with a young man. In response to a question he asked, she told him she was a Christian. His jaw fell, and he said, "If you're a Christian, what are you doing in a place like this?" Obviously, he expected better things of someone who claimed to be a member of the royal household of faith. You see, when we come to Christ, we become representatives of God to mankind. Revelation says we are priests to serve our God. You and I are responsible to live as God's children. Our lives are to be a witness to the people around us. Christian, as members of God's royal family, we have the responsibility to conduct ourselves accordingly. As you prepare to celebrate the birth of Christ, ask yourself, "Who is watching me?" And let's keep that in mind this Christmas Eve as we prepare to celebrate the birth of the King. Until tomorrow, this is Leroy Imes.
If you'd like practical help with your reading and study of the Bible, write for your free subscription to Daily Walk, the Navigator's Devotional Guide. Daily Walk provides a helpful daily Bible reading guide and practical insights for your personal and family devotions. Write The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado 80934, and ask for Daily Walk. That's The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado 80934. Tomorrow, wanted, faithful ambassadors to represent God. Apply immediately. Join us on Daily Discipleship.